Welcome everyone. Continue with Shmir Saloshin Shar Zachir, Perik Yud, Shir number 77. Chavetz Chaim is telling us that when a person uses his mouth incorrectly, and then he goes to Davin, his tefillos are not makubal, his tefillos are not accepted. And it's a very important point, because many times people get despondent, and they Davin to Hashem, and Davin doesn't mean what you ask for, you will get. That's not what Davin means. But people still feel, I daven, and I don't get what I want, so to say, right? But first of all, we have to, just like we learned in the Mishnah Berurah share, we have to prepare ourselves for davening. We also have to prepare ourselves with our mouth for davening. We can't have the same mouth that is using words that should not be coming out of the Jewish person's mouth, and he is harming people with words. And then that mouth then turns to Hashem, and Hashem says, Hashem refeinu, Hashem neirafe. Borech aleinu. Borech aleinu. Give me parnasa. Of course, I'll give tzedaka. Give me parnasa. I'll give tzedaka. But if that is a mouth that speaks lashon hara and rechilas, bevadei migareya bezeh biyoyser esat filo shimispal archakach. These are the words of the holy Chavetz Chaim. Bevadai, there is no question, there's no doubt, there's no suffix. This person will definitely degrade his tefillos that he davens afterwards. And the tefillos will not go up to Shemayim, they will not go up to Hashem, and they will not hit its target until he does tshuva. Then he brings a pasuk in Kohelet and says that's what it means when Shlomo Melech tells us, Re'eis ma'asei elakim, ki mi yuchal l'saki nes asher irsoi. Look at ma'asei elakim, to the actions, to the works of Hashem. Ki mi yuchal l'saki, who can fix es asher irsoi, that which they made crooked. What does this mean? Explains the Chavetz Chaim. Perush, tein einecha velibcha al hadvar melakiyim veheim ha-hecholois ha-kdoishois ve-oirois ha-elyoinim she-na'asu ha-yodcha le-mayla. He says, pay attention. Pay close attention, says Shlomo HaMelech, to those holy matters up there that through your actions you created. What is that referred to? That's Torah. That's mitzvahs. Like I told you the story, many years ago I gave someone a paper towel. He was looking to dry his hands. And he says to me, do you know what you just did? So I'm thinking, well, I gave you a paper towel. Right? He says, yeah, that's what you did. But you did much more than that. And he told me he was a Talmud from Shlomo Hayman, one of the great Rosh Yeshivas that was in Torah Das in the early, early years of America. He said to me, Hashem looks down at what you just did. And the same way, if I see someone give a paper towel to my grandson because he couldn't find the paper towel to dry his hands, I like that person now. I love that person. He says, Hashem is looking down and says, you're taking care of my child. Now, he was many years older than me, but he was the child in this case. He said, because we're all Hashem's children. And in the Shemayim, a mitzvah is formed. When we do actions, we do mitzvahs. We create kedusha up in Shemayim. Dehainu alidei ha-toyir va-mitzvah shelocho, shiyunatsim begeda ha-shleimus, b'chol ha-hachonois, that's the word now, the key word, ha-nitzrachas lazeh. Then when a person does a ma'isa mitzvah with all the proper preparations, with perfection. However, what happens if a person does something in an incorrect way? What does it mean? Who can fix that which is broken? Who can fix perish in tiskalkulom chas v'sholom yishor li'oilom? If you ruin your mouth. And I want to tell you something. I was thinking of not changing the words of the Chafetz Chaim, Chas V'Shalom. I was thinking of saying it maybe in a softer way, because I didn't want people to get so scared. But I'm not going to do that. I'm going to tell you exactly what the saintly, sweet, loving Chafetz Chaim says. But before I do that, I'm going to say, it's going to be very strong words, but I'm going to first say, Ein dover oimin b'fnei atshuva. Nothing stands in the way of tshuva. Which means, even if a person unfortunately fell prey to this previously, he can still do tshuva. And even if it says you can't do tshuva, that's not what it means. It means you only want to still have the siyat d'shmaya. Hashem might not hold your hand to do the tshuva, but you can still do tshuva. Now listen to the words of the Chafetz Chaim. The person uses his mouth incorrectly. In tikalkeleim chas v'sholem yish'aru li'oylam pigumim u'mikukolim. If a person ruins his mouth with diburim asurim, with forbidden speech, it will stay like this forever, defective and ruined. And I was thinking, should I tell you the word li'oylam forever? You hear where I'm coming from, right? You see, right? I was concerned that maybe a person will hear, okay, I'm throwing the towel, that's it, I'm done with. That's why I gave the little introduction first. And the truth is, the Chafetz Chaim said it in the previous page also. He said, Imloi, kozman shalei yikabel tshuva al ze. Just as long as you don't do tshuva, then it's me a problem. A person's speech can be defective and ruined li'olam forever. And this will cause a person eternal worry, constant worry, and constant pain. When the person will contemplate and realize and remember, why is tefillah not working? No, they say in the Geisha Welt, it's not by us, by the way. We don't believe it. It's not Emes. Bad luck. Luck, there's no such word by law as luck. You don't tell somebody good luck. Tell them atzlacha. You say, I've siyat d'shmaya. Luck means that it's just by chance. By chance means, chas v'shalom, Hashem's not in the picture. That's it. You know, you break a leg. What are we saying to somebody? Break a leg. You want to tell me, no, you should break your leg. Well, what does that mean? We don't talk like this. We don't realize it seeps into our... You know, I want to tell you something else. I had surgery on my shoulder around 20, I don't know, 7 years ago. I don't know what it was. 25 years ago. I was waiting to get the surgery. And there's a person, a lady in another hospital bed. Some people come to visit her. And the lady who came to visit, the lady in the hospital, she says, better you than me. What? And I'm looking at my father. My father's looking at me like, did we hear that right? Better you than me. What was that? To this day, what was that? Certain things we don't... Listen, we're moving on from that discussion, but we don't say certain things. We have to always acknowledge, don't you think it's luck? He's telling us that if a person uses his mouth incorrectly, he's gonna be worried about this. Loichein, however, he concludes the parak with these words, Im ein anili mili. If I am not for myself, then who is for me? Which means there's no one else to blame. I have to make sure I use my mouth properly. I have to make sure that my mouth is a clay kodesh. It's a holy vessel. So when I say Hashem sfasai tiftoch, Hashem's not going to want to say your mouth. I don't want to look at your mouth. You have a filthy, disgusting mouth. I don't want to see your mouth. I don't want to hear from your mouth. We don't want that. We all know we need Hashem. There's no atheists in the foxhole. So throughout the day, we have to make sure we use our mouth properly. Whether it's with our spouse, whether it's our friends, whether it's with talking and learning, not to make the person feel bad. Whatever example, whether if you're the boss and that other person is the custodian. I'll tell you one thing. I'll tell you a lot of things, but one thing now. My parents owned different restaurants over the years, and not just, I'm saying, butcher shop. They had employees. I saw how they treated their employees. No matter who the person was, no matter what position they had, treat them like gold. Whether they're mopping the floor, which is what I did a lot also, whether they're taking out the garbage, which I did that as well, or whatever the position was, or was the man dropping off food and they gave them some delicious, good cooked food. And that's how every single person, yid, not yid, everybody deserves the derech eretz, the kavod, the respect, the dignity of a human being. And sometimes a person in high positions, high power, they forget this. The Yetzirah gets to them, and they think they're the biggest thing in the world. And they knock the person below them. And sometimes, two ways Hashem deals with such a person like this. Either one, Hashem will never knock that person off of his pedestal, and that person will never do tshuva, which is the worst thing that could ever happen to the person. But sometimes, Hashem does knock him down. And that person was once a multi-millionaire. Now he's working for someone else. And it might have humbled the person, and he does do tshuva. Im ein ani li mili, hayoytzi mikol devareinu, shalidei shmiras haloshen kedin, zoyche ha'odam l'kadesh es koya chadiba shaloi, vaz tayrosoi, imagine the Chofetz Chaim was sitting right here and he would tell us, my dear children, my dear friends, when the person uses his mouth properly and he smiles to others, first of all, I want to tell you something. When you smile, try it out, you feel good. Your body, that's how Hashem created us. The hormones of your body rush through your body and you feel good. Rav Zalat Pliskin Shlita would say in his books, smile in front of the mirror. Make sure no one sees you. You look a little mashugan. You like this, right? But smile in front of the mirror. You know, they have this face recognition downstairs. So I smile. You know why? You know who sees it besides in the office? I see it. So I'm smiling to myself. So I feel double good. Because I see someone smiling at me also, right? But not only that, let's talk Lamaisa over here also. Then your Torah and then your Tefillah will be accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu.